Protesters rallied across the country yesterday as part of a so-called Day of Action organized to stop the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline project from being completed. Lee Patterson from Here and Now contributor Inside Energy reports.
We stand! We're our brothers!
We're our brothers!
And our sisters!
And our sisters!
We stand!
That chant was all over, from marches on government buildings in Washington, D.C., to this protest on a college campus in Laramie, Wyoming.
Water is life!
The Dakota Access Pipeline is supposed to cross underneath the Missouri River in North Dakota. The Standing Rock Sioux, a tribe whose reservation lies near the crossing, are worried that the pipeline could contaminate their water.
We stand with Standing Rock!
This rally on the campus of the University of Denver coincided with another gathering, as one of the speakers, a professor named Danny Olmos, explained.
And we're upset that this pipeline leadership conference is here.
The conference was an industry gathering, including pipeline giant TransCanada, the company behind Keystone XL. Security guards blocked the entrance to the event, which was happening in a building right next to the protest.
And I'm glad that you guys are here on campus to help amplify our anger about this. So thank you for coming.
For some, opposing Dakota Access is really just a continuation of opposition to other pipeline projects like Keystone XL. Harry Gregory, with the group The Climate Mobilization, was wearing an anti-pipeline t-shirt he recycled from his Keystone protesting days.
That was the first pipeline protest that I attended in 2011.
The tribal and environmental groups behind these Day of Action protests are going after Dakota Access. They want President Obama to kill the project before he leaves office. Danny Olmos again.
On the one hand, it's unfortunate that Donald Trump will be our president.
Donald Trump is a big supporter of pipelines like Keystone XL and has encouraged its backer, TransCanada, to resubmit an application for the transnational pipeline. He's also called climate change a hoax.
On the other hand, it also demonstrates and exposes really the high stakes of our predicament. I hope that more and more people will get mobilized and really see that this is really a crisis of humanity.
In North Dakota, protests continued. According to law enforcement, hundreds blocked a railroad track, causing delays on the line for 3 hours. 29 people were arrested in connection with Day of Action protests in North Dakota alone. The fight at the federal level continues, too. The Army Corps of Engineers said Monday that it needs more time to study the impact of the 1,200-mile oil pipeline. Meanwhile, the company behind the pipeline, Energy Transfer Partners, filed court documents this week, asking for permission to finish construction without any additional action from the Army Corps. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Patterson.